Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast, with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Maysoon, first things first. I had an art history teacher in college. I'm not going to say her name because
she's
I forget it. And it was like Mrs. Ambrose or something like that. She wasn't my favorite. She was fine, but Ambrosia. She wasn't my favorite.
My name is Ambrosia Ambrose.
Anytime that she would say talk about somebody's like girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, she would call them her honey love.
That's too much.
I told you about this before, but I just
it's like honey pot. It's a little bit
ooh. But wouldn't that be funny if that's how everyone referred to everyone's significant other? Like, instead of partner.
What if we just talked about artists that way? Like, oh, I'm working with this honey love. Have you heard of them? This honey love, Kate Rhodes.
I would love that.
She's a really fantastic artist. Honey
love.
Let's just replace the word artist with honey love.
No, I like it better for partner. And it was really funny. Because like, oh yeah, Dorothea Lange, her honey love was Maynard Dixon. Like if you have they divorce though,
no longer.
Does it get downgraded?
Ex honey love or honey hate? No, that's not nice.
Oh, that's too mean. Okay, anyhow, let's continue.
That's great. I like it. Or should we start trying to refer to partners as honey love?
Yes,
artist,
I think it's
artist
better
couples.
Than partner, husband, whatever.
Oh right, because we're always talking about that.
Yeah,
or we have talked
partner
about
partner. Just doesn't. It doesn't have the same.
It's weird. It's like gravity. It's like Jimbo and I shake hands every night. How you doing, partner?
Yeah. So, listener, one of the things that we've been doing or planning to do here with our SOEX blood money is commission some outside people to do stuff here on the show.
Yeah.
And we have a little bit of money to pay contributors. Mm-hmm. And we're looking for about 20 or so minutes, which we'll cut down to about 30 seconds.
Pretty much.
Just kidding. But we
maybe 5 minutes.
Send us some raw audio. No more than 15 minutes. Did I just make that even smaller?
Stop doing that.
But so things like interviews, stories, it can be experimental, but not too experimental. No dropping pennies in glasses of water.
Yep. You could do one of our segments for us, like a Bay versus LA.
If you want to do Bay versus LA. Anyhow, let us know if you have a proposal or anything like that. You can send it to congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. You can text us. Don't text it to us.
No, send that by email.
Can I just tell them the number to text anyway? I already started.
You can text us other non-proposals.
Text us your listener feedback, questions, comments, concerns to 419-351-6606. You can also call that number or you can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. But if you have a proposal for something you'd like us to put on the show and you want to borrow recording equipment, which we have recording equipment we can let you borrow, but you're going to sign a thing.
You're going to sign up your life because this is new and we are really happy about it.
We can do that. So send us your ideas if you have any.
We want to mix it up a little bit.
We're working it out.
Also, if you know,
get some other voices on this
thing. If you know of someone, yeah, we're sick of hearing ourselves talk. If you know of someone who might be a really good candidate, like maybe you're shy about recording your own voice, but you know someone who's doing incredible work.
Write an email for them on their behalf
without
telling them.
Maybe CC them, though. I would probably recommend CCing them.
BCC them.
BCC them.
Because we don't want to know.
No, BCC us. And CC them and then send
you should
it
be
and then send it to your mom.
You should be BCCing us on every email you send.
Oh my God, that'd be great.
Too much. I can read everybody's
It'd be
email.
Really funny though. Talk about insider scoop. Holy shit.
All right. So Maysoon, what's coming up that you're excited about?
I have to say I was just I was looking on Yerba Buena Center for the Arts website today.
AKA
YBCA. And they have a Gothic Cinema Fest happening right now, which I'm super excited about.
Goth is coming back with a vengeance.
I'm all for it. I was never technically goth, but I love...
You're pretty goth.
Oh, am I?
You love death.
It started February 11th. It goes through April 10th. There's a bunch of different films, multiple screenings of all of the films. Films like Bride of Frankenstein, Edward Scissorhands, Eyes Without a Face, and Elephant Man. It's just like a great kind of collection of what they're calling gothic films.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds interesting. Also, the Parking Lot Art Fair is back.
Oh, really?
They are
already
having another thingy.
Has it been a year?
Parkland Art Fair has not been a year yet.
Oh, that
was
over
the summer, wasn't it? And yes, this one is going to be on April 30th, 2016.
Where is it going to be? Is it going to be another one of those we won't tell you until the moment that it happens?
Oh, it's going to be at Fort Mason, right, around somewhere around Fort Mason again, April 30th, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can check out more info about all that stuff.
Are they going
to
pay people?
At parkinglotartfair.com.
Probably not.
I wonder, they have a budget.
No, I wonder why they're doing proposals this year instead of just free-for-all.
They did last time,
did
too,
they?
Where you could, like, say, but it's still,
you could also
like,
just
it's
show
a parking
up.
Lot.
Yeah. It's like, and we came anyhow.
I think maybe they reserve a parking space for you.
For you, instead.
If you are a VIP person, yeah.
You've been
VIP person.
Panel selected.
Redundant. I redact that.
Very important person.
Oh, man,
person,
we haven't
person?
Redacted anything in a while.
Jeez, you're really,
let's redact,
you're really
it all.
Falling off here, Kate.
Okay, I'd like to formally redact everything. I actually may soon. Do we have time for a personal redaction?
Okay.
I had a studio visit with someone a month or two ago, and I was talking to them. We were talking about some of my paintings, and they were like, oh, you do all kinds of different styles or whatever. Like, what's up with that? And I was like, well, there's a certain satisfaction you get doing a representational painting versus doing like a cartoony painting,
mm-hmm.
but cartoons are representational. So I would like to publicly and personally redact that
from your studio visit.
I was not meaning representational.
Did that person,
I was meaning observational.
I see. Did that person seem to sort of flinch when you said that?
I think,
that?
I think like, in retrospect, and maybe it's just I am recreating the moment.
The pain, the moment of
uh-huh.
pain.
But I'm sure they think less of me because of it.
Have they acted in such a way?
No. Brandon Drew Holmes and another artist are having a show at Et Al.
Oh, awesome. Is Brandon curating or is he
He's in
making
it.
Work?
He's one of the artists.
There's a show that Christian Frock has been curating for Yerba Buena also that I'm excited about.
Oh, Take This Hammer.
Take This Hammer.
And the opening day of that is
March
11th. And there's going to be performances and stuff. There's like special opening night stuff, I think.
I believe so.
From 7 to 10 p.m. And I think you can buy tickets. You have to get a ticket.
Yeah, Yerba Buena always has that. Did you know that the PFA is like one of the top archives, film archives in the world?
Yes.
I'm like amazed by that.
We gotta go more.
We should go.
I have my American Alliance of Museums
membership.
Let's
do some interview. Let's do some, let's get in there.
We had a listener asking us about.
So what?
We had a listener asking us.
I think
us
Kate and I are gonna have a fist fight.
I wish not to do that. I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. I'm a honey love. Anyhow,
I'm referring to your fist fight story. This is
this
a segue
morning,
in.
On the way to my studio,
Kate saw two artists fighting with paintbrushes.
They weren't really artists that I know of. They might have been. I saw a fist fight today.
And what
just
happened?
Outside of
Did
Civic
you go
Center
try to
BART
break it up?
Station. No, I stood on across the street
and
watched.
Like, what were you waiting?
I was
what were you waiting for?
To see what was going to happen.
Why?
They were able-bodied people. They
okay.
were young men. They seemed to be handling themselves. Nobody was. If one guy was just holding another guy down and like beating the shit
you
out of him, I would have been like, "Hey, stop that!"
Would you have called the police?
No, but I would have like tried to intervene somehow.
You wouldn't.
But
have...
they were both on equal footing. You know,
mm-hmm.
they were a well matched.
Did
pair.
You ask them why they were fighting?
No, I was across the street.
You didn't yell from across the street.
Why are you fighting? Stop.
Yeah.
No,
we should
I was
get
just
a
watching
megaphone.
Them. And one guy...
Can we buy a megaphone with our Altex
I
phones?
Have one in my studio. Oh. Point is, I was just watching them. The first guy had a backpack and he set it down on the ground
Uh-oh.
To
so
fight the other
keeping
guy.
Keeping track of his backpack to make
well,
sure no one stole it?
No. And then the second guy picked up his backpack
oh.
and started hitting him with it. And the second guy
That's
also
kind of
had his dog with him, and the whole time the dog was just
oh,
barking.
Oh, I feel bad. That's kind of a bummer.
Well, it was fine. They just took some swings at each other. I think he really landed some punches on the guy who the
yes,
backpack
I
wanted
to.
Really landed some punches on this guy. And then
Damn.
A lady, the only voice of reason of all the people on the sidewalk at 8 o'clock in the morning, was like, the cops are on their way. You need to walk away. You need to walk away.
And then they did. I love it.
They went their separate way. So it was fine.
Did the guy ever get his bag back?
He did. He did. He kept, every time he'd get it back, he'd set it down again. And then the other guy would go for it and he'd pick it back up.
It was some kind of performance. Sorry.
Yeah, it was wild.
So this has nothing to do with the art world.
Sure doesn't. I was on the way to my studio.
We can have a segment called On the Way to the Studio.
On the Way to the Studio. That's a great segment. Listener, we know who's the new ED of SOEX.
We've heard.
If you send us $7,000. Yes.
No, everyone send us your guesses. Should we
have guesses and we'll say yes or no.
We'll say yes or no, honestly.
That's fun.
No we one's gonna guess.
Because we are fucking on the
we
fucking
are serious
phone
journalists.
Lines. We're like the NSA.
We've tapped everyone's phone in the entire Bay Area.
That's right, we have. We're terrible people. It's all going to be public probably by the time this goes up.
It's taking too long.
It's taking hella long.
Excuse me. It's taking too long.
Considering they've already decided.
As a former staff member, I feel like it's taking too long.
Yeah.
I really want to know.
Well,
I mean, I
do
know.
You do know.
But I really want to be able to like openly talk about it with everyone.
Should we give any other tidbits? Can we torture the listener like how you torture me whenever you know something and can't tell me?
Whatever,
tell
you're
me
the
you
one
know?
Who sent me the fucking Montgomery Burns fingers lapping in the air or whatever
I
you
knew
call
it. Who it was before Maysoon did.
And she was being a real jerk about it.
Sure was. I so rarely get the opportunity.
It's true.
Anyhow, you may be shocked.
You might be shocked.
Okay, Maysoon.
was that the teaser?
Maysoon, you do have another event that you're excited about.
Another event?
Another something. Carrie Hott.
Oh, just
Carrie. Got her Headlands thing that she's been working on for like 45 years.
She sure does.
It's about to come to fruition.
I think it's
fruition.
Fruition.
Point is,
Carrie Hott is going to be presenting this two-year project.
We interviewed her over a year ago and she was working on it.
Then after 2 years, she's finally ready to be presenting this project called The Key Room at the Headland Center for the Arts. Something like
that. If you want to know more about it, go back to the episode where we interview her and you can get the real story straight from the source.
Anyhow, she'll be presenting the archive finally. It's called The Key Room. I think it opens March 22nd.
Boom. Very exciting. Next month. Also, Constance Hockaday is giving a talk at Real Time and Space this month, and that is Sunday, February 28th at 7 p.m. Also, Miguel Arzabi will be giving a talk as well. That's at 7 o'clock, Sunday the 28th. Please come by. How do you do it?
How do you do it, I think,
how's
is really
it done,
the question.
You know? How's it
how
done?
Do we
how
do,
do
this?
We do this art shit anymore?
How do we do it every day? It's funny. Because I was talking to my friend earlier today about this. She was an artist. And she was like, yeah, you know, and sometimes my husband and I joke about how they each marry, like her husband is also kind of a poor or non-wealthy artist. Whereas oftentimes you think, I feel like a lot of artists I know married people in like
real jobs.
Career.
Yeah, that's the way to do
tech,
it. That's what you got to do.
Lawyers, whatever they actually have.
I pity the artists that end up with other artists.
Yeah, well, anyhow, it was funny. So we were both laughing at that, but also kind of feeling remorseful.
Yeah.
She was saying how she and her husband often talk about how they need to marry a third person who has money. It's like,
they could be
that's
swingers.
That's a great idea.
They could be swingers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weight. They could start a cam.
A cam
thing where they like have sex on camera and people pay to watch.
Oh Jesus Christ, have you done that before?
No. You know, but more power to the people that do it. There's a really good essay called Dirty Commerce: Artwork and Sex Work in the 1970s by Julia Bryan Wilson that I read recently. That kind of puts in parallel kind of the labor, like the kind of move towards more equitable treatment of like the labor involved with sex work and the labor involved with art and how they were in tandem like during that time in the 1970s when artists started making conceptual work, so they were more of like service workers, or you know, not making objects to sell, and like prostitutes or sex workers also are not making objects to sell, they're selling something else, like a service or emotional labor.
That's weird, I wouldn't think of,
I guess. And there were a lot of artists, like Marina Abramović did a thing where she hired a sex worker to come and pretend to be the artist at her opening, and then she went and pretended to be a sex worker, like, at the brothel.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't actually do it with anybody.
At least not that we know of.
Well, if she did, she would have, like, fucking, you know, sang it from the hilltops, I'd imagine. You know what I mean? I'll have a link to that in the underworld.
So what other non-sex related things can artists do to make
Oh, right.
How about that?
Teach.
Good luck with that.
Work at a museum.
Good luck with that.
Our old friend Aurora Crispin used to say, live cheap and stay under the radar. Okay, we got a little listener feedback asking for some, this is an etiquette, art etiquette topic that we haven't really discussed before, sharing studio space.
That's got to be hard.
I've shared studio space before. I'm actually kind of sharing studio space right now.
You are.
With Weston.
Yeah.
Teruya.
But what if you work in very different mediums where, well, if it's like really dirty and like if one's a photographer.
Incompatible. Incompatible. You know? If you're just blasting charcoal dust all around the world and then other person's making like white lace doilies that are just so, can't have it. Can't do it.
Okay. How about photography and ceramics?
Can't do it. Dusty.
Okay. How about ceramics and woodworking?
This is funny. This is like when you're checking zodiac signs. Yeah.
How about
ceramics and woodworking? I'd say okay on that.
Okay.
Got how sawdust, about ceramic
photography
dust.
And painting?
I think photography is one of those ones where it nothing. Can't hardly you do just, anything.
No one should ever be
unless
sharing.
You're keeping all your shit in a properly. Well, actually, I know a photographer and a painter that are sharing studio space, and they seem to be fine.
How about
but they're oh yeah, I know pretty you're clean. They're pretty tidy.
Very tidy. How about installation and spoken word performance?
Spoken word can go with anybody because they don't have objects that they're making.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Spoken word is the real. They're like O negative. Blood type.
Okay, so everyone out there.
They're compatible with everybody.
Try to get a spoken word artist.
What writers if you don't bad thing about that, writers don't always need much studio space.
Yeah, they don't really need a studio.
They can be an elevator shaft.
They can just be working in their bathroom on the toilet seat.
I think in general, in all human interactions, it would be better if we had more written agreements before we start a relationship.
Really?
Sexual relationships, professional relationships, studio mate relationships. Get it all down in writing so
like
it's
it.
All there. Why? I think it's good. I think it's good to just have it all in black and white so you know, and so when shit comes
can
up, you're like,
change?
Hey man, we agreed to this.
Things can change.
Yeah, they can change. You can amend it, but just do it all out in the, you know, where
we should
everybody
probably
knows
do
about
that.
It. I think we have that at Real Time and Space. You should sign a thing. Where it's like, you can't live here, you know, you have to respect the fire code. You can't have a shit ton of events without telling anyone or, like, voting on it. Yeah.
You can't open up someone else's studio space and have a party in there.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah, don't fuck with other people's shit.
Right.
Basic stuff.
Basic,
I wish it was
basic.
A little more detailed than that.
Really? At some moments you're like, I
want a protocol for each individual person.
Every contract should
these
be
these dogs are okay to pet.
Distinct.
These dogs will bark if you pet them. You know.
Maybe there could be like a color
these
coding.
These are the people with babies. These are the babies you can hold. These are the babies that you just can talk to.
I was going to say there should be a color coded collar situation, but maybe there'd have to be a color coded hat for the babies too.
Yep.
Yellow is good to go. Green.
Like hanky code, like gay cruising hanky code for babies.
For babies and dogs.
Oh my God. Also, Bill Bowers is having a show. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Did we already talk about that?
We
is
talked
it
about
still up? Where Glamorama? What's the name of the
Glamorama.
Place?
It's a hair salon in San Francisco.
On Valencia Street.
Near
Bill
14th.
Bowers, famous coat maker, made coats and jackets and clothes and stuff for the Cockettes, one of the most famous drag groups.
Troops
in the Bay Area. Go check that out. We have one of his jackets here in Oakland at the Oakland Museum
of
California.
That's so awesome. I love that you guys
and
have
it's
one.
Pretty explicit. Boners.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at the Oakland Museum? It's been a while since I've
other than sort of gone to a porno show. Jackets.
Other than the porno jackets.
There's a show called Unearthed, curated by Christina Linden, which consists of works by Jedediah Caesar, who's a contemporary artist who makes these like resin sculptures out of resin and like garbage that look like kind of weird rock formations.
Oh, I've heard about this one.
Sarah Hotchkiss wrote a review of it where she talked about, she referenced the Anthropocene, which is like the thought that when geologists go back through like sediment and shit, that they'll know that humans were here now because we're fucking up the geology so much with all our pollution and shit. And then so it's got his work, and then also that is paired with the Suiseki rocks.
Okay.
Have you heard of this?
Mm-mm.
It's a Japanese art form where people go and collect, they go out and find rocks that due to erosion, like water erosion and stuff, have been shaped into formations that look almost like little landscapes.
Oh,
it's really beautiful. And then they polish them.
Small or large or any size? Or?
The biggest one is about the size of a bread box. So they range in sizes. Yeah. But they're polished up. And then the Suiseki artists make these walnut little bases that they sit on. And some of the stones look like they've been dipped in chocolate because of the color of the walnut and how it's shaped to the stone. And I
is
think,
it like a box? Like they're encased in it, or they're just
they're
sitting
like
on it
on a little pedestal, kind of. But it's like carved and shaped.
Oh,
for the rock. You know what
cool.
I mean? So it looks like it's pretty beautiful.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, I think those are great. Mm-hmm. And there's a Suiseki Society of Oakland that
Suiseki.
Anyone can go and join.
And are you joining?
No, that's
you
a big time commitment.
Go to a meeting.
Probably not, but you can. Or I listeners, might. You can. I'll have a link to that down in the underworld.
Hey, if a listener wanted to take this little bit of a non sequitur, wanted to take an art class, like a sort of short ceramics type class, or maybe a figure drawing, where would you suggest they go? Where would they look?
All over. Kala has classes. Root Division has classes for adults. Mm-hmm. SFAI has some continuing education classes. I think CCA probably does too.
Any like smaller
compound gallery? They have classes. The Crucible has metalworking classes. Yeah. Why are you thinking about taking one?
No, just curious.
What kind of class does the listener want to take?
I think the listener was interested in some basic ceramics.
Mm-hmm.
And some figure drawing, basic, just like total beginner.
I'll fucking tell you how to do figure drawing for free.
No.
I can teach you how to do figure drawing in 10 minutes.
Nope.
You want to take a full-blown class?
No, I want to take like a 4-weekend.
Oh. What? We weren't talking about a listener.
I think they were thinking about something short-term. They're, you know, fully employed, don't have a lot of time. They don't want to go back to school, let's say.
But will they have time for a night class?
Yeah, they'll have time for a night class or a weekend class. They just want to, you know, have
how much
sense.
Money are they willing to spend?
They're cheapskates.
200, 300.
For how many? Maybe 200 max.
That's going to be rough.
Really? I want to go to like a community college where it's a bunch of like old ladies.
But you definitely want an
deal.
Instructor.
Kind of. I mean, what else would it be? Doesn't there have to be an instructor?
Because there's lots of like figure drawing nights where there's a model and you just show up.
No, you need
somebody to tell you what to do.
Well, I just want some direction and some input.
Right.
I don't want to just be like, I can just go ahead and draw whenever I want. And
well, you don't have a nude model sitting around your house all day.
Well, I could ask Jimbo. I've never done that, actually. That'd be funny.
Give City College a shot, because...
Yeah.
They're pretty cheap, right?
Or what do you...
How much does it cost to take a class there?
It's, well...
Pretty cheap,
right? It
used
to be 7 and 11. Now it's about 40.
Yeah, I don't know.
Per credit.
Well, listeners, if you want to teach Maysoon some ceramics or some figure drawing,
or
please...
Or just drawing. I want some drawing basics, basically.
Give us a call. 419-351-6606. You can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com, or you can tweet us. At Pine Tree Podcast. And we'll have some more interviews coming for you soon.
Lots.
Can we say who we're going to be interviewing?
Yeah,
and then
the
if listeners have questions for these people, they could send them
in
to us.
Good idea. I like that.
I try to ask people on Twitter, but I don't get much of a response. And I always do it like 5 minutes before the interview.
Before we interview. We're going to be interviewing Rodney Ewing, who is a San Francisco based artist and who's also part of the 3.9 Collective. We also have Constance Hakone coming up, an Oakland based artist. Oh, Kate's favorite, Julia Bryan Wilson, art historian, Berkeley art historian.
Art historian.
We're all super excited about that. Definitely send us your questions for her. She has answers for everything.
Maysoon, I thought that Congratulations Pine Tree was going to be the first podcast appearance that Julia Bryan Wilson
it's
has
not
ever
true,
made.
Is it?
She just was on a podcast like last week.
What's it called?
Chapter and Verse. It's based out of Berkeley. It's like a English professor from Berkeley. But man, it's a good... I'm going to put a link to that because it was a pretty fucking cool episode where JB Dubs
talks... Don't put a link to it yet.
She talks about Yoko Ono. So good.
Who else do we have on the list? There's one more person. Glenn Helfand. Yes. Local writer, curator, teacher, all around great guy.
You probably know him. If you're from the Bay Area,
you might have heard of him.
Probably had some conversations, especially if you went to grad school anywhere.
Especially if you went to grad school anywhere. He's basically taught everywhere.
Yep.
So yeah, there's some really exciting people coming up.
Yeah, so let us know if you have questions for any of them. And from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.